At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're back. Thank you for your input so far at Sabres Live regarding Bo Byram and what you expect to happen next after the club elected for arbitration. 11 players, by the way, elected for arbitration this year, including recently acquired Connor Timmins on the Sabres blue line. What is your expectation for Timmins next contract number?
I think we're for Timmins. Look, he's 26, so he's a year away from unrestricted free agency. And the Sabres probably just wanting to test the water with him and seeing what he can bring in the fit. So that he gets a 1 year before going to arbitration, that he gets a 1 year in arbitration, I think it's going to be, what, a couple million bucks or whatnot. So I'm fine with it either way. I'm not looking at this being a 5-year deal, a 6-year deal. Just see what he is. Bring him in. See what he is. How does that fit? Is he a player you can move forward with? A player like Connor Timmins, after January 1st, if there's a good fit, if you say, hey, you know what, here's a 3-year deal, extension or whatever, he's not going to say no to that. So there's no need to just go all out right now. 1 year, that it is arbitration or not, you move on, and he's just a piece of your depth.
Speaking of depth, before we return to the Byram chat and perhaps best fits out there if they go the trade route and what they should be looking for in return, I would feel terrible at 105 today if I didn't have at least a slightly meaningful discussion with you on Alex Lyon based your position. In that position over the course of your career. Obviously it was speculated before it actually got signed. So it wasn't like there was this huge element of surprise. Mm-hmm. But Alex Lyon is a Buffalo Sabre on a 2-year deal. What did you think?
I thought it was fine. What is it, 1.5 a year? Mm-hmm. For 2 years, I think that's a good number to be at. Now, I think that gives us our answer as to what the Sabres want to do at the start of the season. They're going to give Lukanen a chance to gain the form that he had in the second half 2 years ago, which was fantastic number. It never got to there last year. So they're going to give Lukanen a chance to get back to that level. They're going to get Lyon to be able to plug in the gaps and be a veteran, presence that could come in And Levi, in my opinion, will probably start in Rochester. That's how you're going to start the season. Now, where you are on November 1st, it all is a matter of how do you figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. I would say to be really, really safe, if I'm the Sabres, I'm keeping a list of the goalies around the league, what the teams that are not, kind of like Colorado did last year. Because if by November 1st, you're not making strides forward, it has to happen. You have to drop the boom. You have to change. You have to move into a different direction. You can't wait until December 1st. You can't wait until January 1st. You can't wait until February 1st. I say November 1st would be your tell. Where are you at? Are you seeing the signs you need to see from Luukkonen? Because Lyon can come in and play a little bit, but I don't anticipate Alex Lyon to come in and be the guy that's going to get you to the playoffs. I think he can bridge a little bit. Let's say Luukkonen doesn't go well. You say, Lyon, you're going to play 4 or 5 games, and we're going to look for something else. Mm-hmm. But it feels to me like their decision, their direction is Luukkonen with Lyon, start the season. Let's see if Luukkonen can gain his form from 2 years ago. And let's not rush Devin. He has another year where he's waiver exempt. Let's have him in Rochester and continue on, but have him ready to step in if the need is there as well.
Levi has started 83. Lyon has started 83 games over the last 3 seasons, one of 47 NHL netminders to have appeared in 80 or more starts, and he is in the upper half when it comes to save percentage among those goaltenders. So, as Chris Baker talked about in brief detail back on July 1st, the fact of the matter is Alex Lyon has shown the ability to win more than lose in his still limited course of time, despite being a 32-year-old in the NHL. And that's really all you're hoping for at this point in time, is to be on the right side of 500 from that position. And if he ends up inheriting more starts, his recent track record certainly shows that he's capable of that.
I had somebody tell me, oh, he was an .896 save percentage last year. Okay, he still was +5 in win-loss record. Like, okay, mm-hmm. if you give Alex Lyon 30 games this year, mm-hmm. okay, and he ends up +5. Okay, so now that means that Luukkonen in 50 games need to be +6 or +7 mm-hmm. to get to 94 points. Like, yeah. that's really what... So if Lyon gives you +5 in 30 games, I mean, your number one goaltender has to give you +6 or +7 at the very minimum
right.
to say you're a goalie that takes your team to a playoffs. Mm-hmm. And the Sabres would be at 94. So I don't care about the .896. Like, 900 is league average now. Like, there's so many teams and goalies that are under because of the way the game is trending. Mm-hmm. So .896, but give me +5 or +6 in wins loss, I'm all good.
And do a little research on the team he was posting that .896 with and how historically bad they were on the penalty kill and yes. what led to a coaching change and all the rest of it, right? Like, it's not like he was doing this with the President's Trophy winners, you know? So anyway.
I had a question. So I took Jacob to back to school for summer class yesterday. So he gets his phone out and he's quizzing me. Oh, these are unusual stats from last season. Would you know this? He goes, who had the worst penalty kill percentage? I started laughing. I'm like, if you listen to Sabres Live all year long, you'll know that it was the Detroit Red Wings, who at one point were running a 60% penalty yeah. kill percentage, which was good.
The Islanders ended up, what, 31st in both?
Because they were
at the bottom, too. They were neck and neck to try to finish dead last in both power play and penalty kills. So, anyway, it was hilarious. The Islanders, by the way, also have a new goaltender in their stable. Big save, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
David Rittich is there. Anton Forsberg went to L.A. Matt Murray, Seattle. Vitek Vanek.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Check Utah, Matt Tompkins, Edmonton. Ivan Prosvetov is Calgary. What did you make of that?
So that was an interesting one. Dan Vladar went to Philly. That's another.
Yeah, I'll
one.
Do the rest of the list. I paused there.
But Vladar was the backup to Dustin Wolf in Calgary, and I thought played really well in Calgary. Brian Wolf and helped. Now, Dustin Wolf is a 1 year starter, and they're bringing a guy that played, 30 games in the NHL with Colorado a little bit, but went to Russia last
Arizona,
year.
Arizona, then Colorado, and then to the KHL. Yeah.
Do I think he has some of the tools that could be a good NHL goalie? Yes. I like the way he moves or whatever, but it's never really translated to success. So I'm a little concerned. Maybe it goes down to that's what the free agent market was, right? You had Jake Allen who decides to resign in New Jersey. You have Vladar that goes to Philly. You have Lyon that comes to Buffalo. Like, what are you going to go, Samsonov or Georgiev or whatnot? They decided to go a different route in Calgary, which is fine.
Right. Caden Primo, Carolina. Hunter Shepherd, Ottawa. Kaapo Kähkönen, Montreal. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Vladar, which was one of the bigger ones as far as, and I'm only mentioning here, you inserted guys who stayed, like Jake Allen, but I'm mentioning just goalies who switched organizations here, and maybe the one to keep, well, it's going to be impossible not to pay attention to because they're the two-time Stanley Cup champions, but Daniil Tarasov in Florida could turn out to be the most interesting in all of this.
Florida's had a way to finding...
Right, but there's a Bob connection.
Yes, with the Columbus connection, the Bob connection. Yes.
It'll just be interesting to see whether Tarasov does, in fact, take that next step in an ideal situation here with the Panthers.
So you look at the way that Columbus have had goaltenders over the last few years. Korpisalo was there, ended up being moved. Now he's in Boston as a backup. You have Merzlikins, who was thought to be the guy. Tarasov, who's shown some abilities, but, never really got to that level. Florida.
Jed Greaves now.
Yeah. And now they have Jed Greaves. Yeah. And that's why they were able to move Tarasov. But Florida has always kind of been the ones finding those guys to support Bobrovsky. Alex Lyon was there two years ago. And he's the reason why the Florida Panthers got in the playoffs, losing in the finals to Vegas. He started the playoffs against Boston until Bob came in, won, and kept on going. But even, last year, Spencer Knight flipping him to the Chicago Blackhawks and then acquiring Vitek Vanacek to support them. They've always been able to piece it. And when they made that move to acquire Tarasov, I said that's another Bill Zito, Roberto Luongo kind of just targeting one individual to say, this is the one we want to back up Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, in a year from now, Florida could be in a little bit of a dire situation if they don't re-sign Bobrovsky.
Oh my god! Because
they've traded all their goalies, right? Their prospect, but I think Bob is going to stay for a few more years.
Thank you for finishing the sentence.
Yes,
far more correctly than it started.
I'm sorry.
The Florida Panthers are going to have a hard time if Bob leaves attracting a number one goalie. Come on, the entire goalie union is going to have
the
their agency.
The entire league wants to go to Florida now.
Poke your head in there and see.
Entire league wants to go to Florida now. There was a time where, the Florida Panthers ended up having guys like Alex Old and, whatever. Like, it was, yeah. Nobody wanted to go to Florida. They were no good. And now, like, it's like, who wants to come here? I will, you know, and I'll sign for 6 years if I'm 37. And it's going to be perfect, as Brad Marchand did this year.
Best trade fits for Bo Byram, your opinion?
I still think Calgary would probably be a really good fit if you're looking at a right shot defenseman, Rasmus Anderson. If you say, listen, we're going to trade you Byram. We're going to take Rasmus Anderson, put him on the right side with Dahlin. I think there could be some work there to be done. But when I look around the National Hockey League right now, I think you're probably, like you mentioned, the San Jose Sharks. I think San Jose would love to acquire a guy like Bo Byram and say, let's build with him on the back end. Let's put him on our top pair and let's build with him on the back end. I just don't think that San Jose has anything to give right now that the Sabres would say, yes, that will work. Like, I would have taken a Tyler Toffoli, but Toffoli signed in San Jose to be there, to stay there. Like, he's not coming to Buffalo. But I think these
Plays in the final year of their current deal? Toffoli with the Sharks or Marchand with Florida?
Oh, well, I don't think Marchand plays until he's 43. So I'm
okay,
say,
so there's
I'm
your
say Toffoli.
Answer. Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I'm answering the questions right today. I got a great start of the week on Monday.
You're never
That's
wrong,
awesome.
Marty. My books, you're never wrong. what the most talked about trade partner, I think, has been the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
So where do you stand on all of what we've heard over the last more than a week in regards to that and its potential or not?
Okay, so obviously the St. Louis Blues, there has been some Jordan Kyrou talk. The problem is because the trade did not happen before July 1. Now, right. Kyrou, no trade clause kicked in.
Right.
And so you're looking at Kyrou. What does he have? He has a 15-team no trade.
Why not punt on Kyrou and just focus on someone else? Isn't that what we should be doing here?
Well, you can. Or if you're St. Louis, you can kind of force the hand and say to Kyrou, hey, you know what? We want to trade you, and you got to sign off on a trade to Buffalo. Actually, he has a full no trade now.
Yeah.
It kicks into a 15-team no trade in 2030. So, you're punting on Kyrou. You're not going to be able to say, okay, let's turn this around and get Robert Thomas. Same thing, no trade clause. Jake Neighbors would probably be the one.
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, so Jake Neighbors comes in, plays in your top six. Do you have an option on defense? Because I think I have a big hole on Ford right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trading Byram, then I've got a big hole on defense.
See?
Where do you
have four shows this week.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Where is it okay for you to start the season with a hole? Up front or on defense? Oh,
neither.
I'm saying I'm okay with a hole up front because I have a question mark with UPL, and I want my defense to be solid. So I'm not okay if I have a hole on defense.
We're back after this on Sabres Live.
No holes.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.